You're listening to SBS News.
A gun salute and military marching band welcomed Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Hoenapuela on his trip to Australia to strengthen bilateral ties. The Solomons and Australia have cemented a deal to build an underwater communications cable linking the two nations. Australian taxpayers will pay for around two-thirds of the cable, which will link the Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea and Sydney. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull defends the $200 million cost for the cable, which comes out of Australia's aid budget.
We spend a lot of money on aid, as you know. You know, when you rank all the money we spend on aid, I think this will rank very highly as a very, very practical piece of vital telecommunications.
Australia stepped in to fund the underwater cable to prevent a deal being developed between the Solomons and Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. The government was reportedly concerned the cable could provide covert access to Australia's internet network. Mr. Turnbull says the decision will benefit Australia and the Pacific nation.
What we are doing is providing very practical and substantial support and aid to provide that telecommunications infrastructure, which will ensure access to 21st century telecommunications, which is vital for education, for commerce, for economic development, for in every aspect of their society, just as it is in ours.
The shadow of China's strategic interests in the region, including reports of a Chinese-backed airport in the Solomons, loomed over discussions in Canberra. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister was happy to align himself with Australia, describing it as his security partner of choice, and denying a Chinese airport is being built in his country.
Looking at the two projects, from our perspective, this is the best one, the best of the three. Australia is paying two-thirds of the cost from Sydney right through to Honiara.
The small island nation currently relies on satellite networks, with almost none of its schools connected to the internet. The Solomons PM says the cable will connect up to 14,000 schools and 15,000 medical clinics to the internet.
What I imagine happening is that an operation can be conducted in some rural areas with a doctor maybe in Brisbane. That's the sort of thing that I think this offers. I think what it's going to do is increase, you know, connection, efficiency, and as I said, lower costs.
James Bately, a former High Commissioner to the Solomon Islands, says the Chinese offer to provide the cabling proved an unacceptable option for the Australian government.
I think the undersea cable project is a good investment. It's a good investment of the aid dollar, but it doesn't come at the expense of the rest of the aid program in the Pacific. Australia doesn't need to oppose Chinese investments per se in particular projects. But clearly there are some areas that look like they are red lines for Australia.
But Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said Australia is simply playing its role in the region.
What we have offered Solomon Islands, and they have accepted, is an alternative to the offer from Huawei. And ours is cheaper, it's likely to be a faster result for them, and technically superior and also more resilient.
The Foreign Minister is backing Australia's decision to focus its development spending in the Pacific, where it will deliver almost one quarter of its budget.
We put up an alternative, and that's what I believe Australia should continue to do. We are the largest aid donor in the Pacific. We are a long-standing partner of Solomon Islands, and I want to ensure that countries in the Pacific have alternatives, that they don't only have one option and no others.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.